This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone, launched and inaugurated various projects worth over 83,300 crore rupees during his day-long visit to Hazaribagh in Jharkhand today. The projects include Dharti Aba Janjatiya Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan with a total outlay of over 79,150 crore rupees and multiple projects under Pradhan Mantri Janjati Adivasi Nyay Maha Abhiyan. The Prime Minister also inaugurated 40 Eklavya schools and laid foundation stone of 25 Eklavya schools. Addressing people on this occasion, Hazaribagh Prime Minister Narendra Modi said multiple projects will significantly boost efforts to empower tribal communities and enhance rural infrastructure across the state. The nation is paying homage to father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, on his 155th birth anniversary today. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tributes to Bapu on his birth anniversary. In a message, President Draupadi Murmu called upon people to resolve to imbibe the values of truth, non-violence, love and purity with the idea of the India of Mahatma Gandhi's dreams. Prime Minister Modi in a social media post said, Bapu's life and ideals based on truth, harmony and equality will always remain an inspiration for the countrymen. A series of functions have been organized across the country and by Indian missions abroad. A Sarva Dharma Prarthana Sabha has been held at Bapu Samadhi Rajghat in the national capital. President, Vice President, Prime Minister, Lok Sabha Speaker, Union Ministers, Leader of the Opposition in the Lok Sabha paid floral tributes to Mahatma Gandhi at Rajghat. The nation is also remembering former Prime Minister Lal Bahadur Shastri on his 120th birth anniversary today. President, Vice President, Prime Minister, Lok Sabha Speaker, Union Ministers and Leader of the Opposition of the Lok Sabha paid floral tributes to Lal Bahadur Shastri at his Samadhi Vijay Ghat in Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today urged everyone to take a pledge to make cleanliness an integral part of their lives, stating that the commitment to Swachhata is a lifelong vow, not a one-time promise. Addressing the Swachhata Hi Seva 2024 program to mark 10 years of Swachh Bharat Mission in New Delhi, Mr. Modi emphasized that continuous efforts are essential for achieving a clean India. The Prime Minister said that in just 15 days of Seva Pakhwara, more than 27 lakh events were organized in the country, in which more than 28 crore people participated. He expressed that this day inspires us to fulfill the dream of India envisioned by Mahatma Gandhi and other great personalities of the country. Mr. Modi highlighted that cleanliness projects worth 10,000 crore rupees have been inaugurated today. In Bihar, an Indian Air Force chopper engaged in flood relief work made an emergency landing this afternoon in the Orai area in Muzaffarpur district. Talking to Akashvani News, SSP of Muzaffarpur, Rakesh Kumar said, four crew members, including the pilot, were safely ejected. The helicopter was on a sortie to flood-affected Sitamarhi district and it was carrying relief materials. The helicopter which landed in the fields is badly damaged. In the wake of massive missile attack by Iran, Israel has vowed a decisive and forceful response, potentially marking a turning point in West Asia relations. The Israel Defense Forces emphasized that they have plans in place and will act when and where they deem appropriate. Iran's IRGC warned that any Israeli retaliation would prompt an even more destructive response from Tehran. Meanwhile, New Delhi has reiterated its call for restraint by all parties and for the protection of civilians in West Asia. Expressing deep concern over the escalating security situation in the region, the Minister of External Affairs urged that all issues be addressed through dialogue and diplomacy. The ministry would advise Indian nationals to avoid all non-essential travel to Iran. The date of the e-auction of gifts received by Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been extended till October 31st. It was originally scheduled from September 17th to October 2nd. In shooting, India added 5 more gold medals to its tally on day 4 of the ISSF Junior World Championships in Lima, Peru. Devanshi bagged a gold in the women's 25-meter pistol. It was double gold for Devanshi as she combined with India's Tejaswini and Bhibhuti Bhatia to win the junior women's 25-meter pistol team gold. And that is the end of this news bulletin.